Good day. I am Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, here on Saturday, April 13th, 2024, to deliver your weekly roundup of the Australian insurance sector developments. Most notably, insurers have been under the spotlight during a federal inquiry led by Daniel Molino. Residents of Queensland, who experienced the fierce floods of 2022, called out insurers' complex language and discrepancies in loss evaluation, hindering claims resolution. Reports of subpar settlement offers and the neglect of vulnerable policyholders also surfaced. Community Plus Plus and Tenants Queensland impressed the urgent need for clearer communication and tenant-centric policies. The findings from upcoming discussions in Far North Queensland and Tasmania will shape insurance policy for a more community-centered response post-disasters. In nearby news, we're seeing a magnifying glass over claims handling errors among financial services, with a marked 9% rise in breaches over the past year, according to the annual Industry Data and Compliance Report. A significant 18% boost in claims handling irregularities is of crucial concern. Stricter adherence to rules and improved customer service is the call of the hour to establish public trust. The report acts as a reminder to firms to fortify their compliance frameworks and prevent future violations. A solid example of this is insurance giant QBE, held to account by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority for considerable delays in repairing a fire-damaged Tasmanian bed and breakfast, resulting in an additional payout of $65,000. This case, along with delays experienced by policyholders post-2022 floods, brings to light the pressing need for insurance firms to ensure efficient claim resolution, even when third parties are involved. Up next, Australia's growing vulnerability to severe weather events, marked in the data from Aon. Last year witnessed Cyclone Jasper causing damage exceeding $1 billion, primarily through post-cyclone flooding. Flooding in Queensland further added to losses, underscoring the country's need for advanced prevention and climate readiness. These events place Australia among the nations rallying for innovative ways to mitigate escalating climate threats, particularly with the global insured losses reaching a new peak of $179.39 billion. Indeed, the week points towards revisiting our view on insurance terminology, policy style, and claim handling as we brave the rising tides of climate change. Let's strive for clearer, more robust, and fair mechanisms to protect Australian businesses and consumers. To keep updated in between our weekly recaps, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. That's all for this week. I'll be back next Saturday with more updates from the insurance sector. Till then, stay informed and stay safe. This has been Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online.